hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm Boris, I'm the mayor. And I was going to say, thank you, Claire, where are you? For a beautiful, was that an inspirational speech, wasn't it?
Yes, you are special.
This morning, I was at a huge conference with lots of people who are putting billions and billions of pounds into London, from all around the world. And why do you think they want to come to London? Why are they putting money into our city? Is it because we have lots of, we've got a fantastic transport system? free transport for people in full-time education.
Go to our bikes.
We've got beautiful bicycles, we've got sources of money. Why are they coming to London? Can I tell you why they're coming to London? I'll tell you why, because it's one of the safest big cities in the world, isn't it? And we've got crime steadily coming down thanks to the good work of the Metropolitan Police and thanks to a lot of work that goes on across our city. And you know, we take law and order so seriously, we lock up our MPs, don't we? We lock them up if they drive past their speeding to get to their wives, don't we? And you know, the other day the police, they were on the ball, they were so keen, they were worried about people in Buckingham Palace, were they? And they decided to arrest the Duke of York. And that shows we police this city with complete impartiality. And that's one of the reasons why I think crime is coming down. And the other reason is that we've got fantastic cadet force, fantastic volunteer police cadets. So thank you very much, all you guys. You're volunteering, don't you?
Yes.
And you help in the community?
Yes, sir.
And you do secret testing for alcohol?
Yes, sir.
Quite right, okay. Anyway, thank you very, very much for having us on today. It's fantastic to see you doing what you're doing. I want to see a lot more of you. Tell all your friends to sign up. I think it's the most wonderful organisation. Thank you very much. Congratulations on the signing. Not just police cadets, but the greatest police force on earth, which is the Metropolitan Police, in the greatest city on earth.
Can you hear me in the back?
Yes, sir.
My name is Bernard Morgan, I'm the Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police.
Where's Claire?
Yes, you got? Thank you. First of all, to follow Claire, to follow the mayor is very, very hard, okay? I don't think I could be as passionate as Claire or as clear as Boris. But it's my opportunity to say thank you. So thanks to all the police officers, police staff, who've done a huge amount to make sure that you get, I think, a great training. So thank you. Thank you to all of you for your time. There's many things you could have done today, isn't there? Yeah. It's your half term.
Yes.
So you could be out, you could be playing football, you could be going to places, be with your families, whatever. But you've all taken some time to be here with us today. And some of you have been doing this for many years. So who do you think has been carrying this on for the most time? 2 years? You've been involved for 2 years?
4 years.
3?
4 years.
4. Anybody more than 4? Okay. George? There's one. But George is now a special constable. And many of the people who... Yes. Many of the people who started where you've all started, and I know the people at the front, and you're quite young, and you've only been training for a few weeks, but sent up as police officers. And one of the things I'm proud of is representing the Metropolitan Police, for all the reasons that the mayor said. So I'm proud of our police officers, and if you think that it's a great ambition to be a police officer, and I do, I hope you think about it for the future. And some have. And some will go on to be regular officers, not everyone, I realise. But I hope you find something in what the training you get to believe that the Metropolitan Police are a good organisation trying to do good things. And I think what you've achieved already, from the marching to all the other things you've got involved in, is incredible. Because you young people at the front have only trained for 4.5 hours, and you managed in a short time to do so many things. And over the years, you've gained even more skills. So you're going to learn things at school. You're going to learn things, I hope, with these cadets, and the two together will make you really, really powerful people. parents, get them involved. There's no reason why they shouldn't be involved, get them along. Or you've got other friends who want to come, then I hope that you'll include them as well. And finally, just to say, I know that we've got someone here from the hospice, a lady who is from the hospice. Yeah. I know Terry was saying how grateful she is for the fact that particularly the people on that side have put some time to get sponsorship to help that hospice. So these are for children who are very ill. And many of them live in this borough. I think Terry was explaining that any one time there are 20 young people, children, who are very ill and are in the hospice at Elsa. There's about 100 children who are living at home, and the nurses will go and visit and try and provide some help. So that's a huge number of people that need help. And they survive by other people providing money. And one of the ways to do that is an event like today. So you should be proud of the fact that you spent some of your time trying to persuade people to give you some cash. But also actually putting your own effort into giving your own time, which you can give no more than, is a great thing. So you should be proud of that. So I'm sure on behalf of Terry, thanks for all the support for the hospice. But to all of you, fantastic job, really well done, and thank you so much for the invitation from Claire to be here.